Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Mark and Heidi, the Other D'Amelios. I'm Mark.
And I'm Heidi.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Were
you talking to me or no?
Well, I'm happy to have you.
Do you think you're confident that we have listeners?
Well, like our moms.
Listen. Oh, yeah. We probably have listeners. Our moms.
Our kids don't listen.
No, they definitely
They've
don't.
They've established that.
We should just
That's been confirmed.
What could we tell, say in here that, and then we'll ask the kids. You've asked them stuff already and they don't know anything.
They don't know.
So we just got back from a real fun, busy week. And I think what we decided to do, instead of just kind of, we're going to say what happened, but then we're also going to talk about our feelings about what happened.
Feelings.
So like, for example, last week we would have just talked about the social tourist fashion show we did, and that would have went detail by detail. But I think that's kind of boring. I think I want to get your perspective of the fashion show. So,
well, let's explain about the fashion show.
Yeah.
Go.
So we did a fashion show. I didn't do it. I did not model.
Nor
was I heavily involved in it, but I showed up.
Nor did I.
And so Dixie and Charlie's new clothing line in conjunction with Hollister is called Social Tourist. And the first drop dropped this month. And now we did a fashion show. I keep saying they did a fashion show for the volume 2, which is going to come out, I believe, 6/16. So June 16th, it comes out. And it was pretty amazing. So what were your thoughts?
So I walked in and I think I was just quiet because it was so massive. The runway, this set, it was beautiful. I had seen a picture of it and I was like, wow. And then to see it in person, it was even more massive than it came across in the photo. And it was so cool. I mean, it was just everything was thought of in the set. And it was just like, I don't know, like I always look at a million things. Like it wasn't too busy. Like it was just perfect for the situation and for the girls. And it's going to come off so beautifully. And I just was, I don't know, like it was just everything, the glam area, they had sections for all the friends that were in the show. They each had their own little, like, what do you call it? Like a lounge area, but it was, that part was outside and it was beautiful. There was trees everywhere. And it was just, it was nice. There was kids in the show that I had not met before. And, some of their families were there, so we got to get to know them, which was very cool. And, you know, just learning about everybody's stories and how they've grown on social media and everything. So it was really fun to do that. And I just felt like our social media family growing, you know, with something like that. We haven't gotten to do a lot of that just because of COVID. But I love that feeling of the one girl's parents that we met were so nice. We all ate lunch together and just hung out all day because it was a long day. But the kids had a blast. And I just, you know, I love, any parent wants to see their kids like having fun, but so proud of, you know, I don't even know if it really hits them sometimes that, you know, all these kids were wearing clothes that the girls had a heavy hand in designing and bringing to life. So that was like a great moment to watch for me. How about you?
I was totally impressed by everything. People often ask us why aside from just general Dixie and Charlie merch, why we didn't do this ourselves. And I think to partner with someone like Hollister, who has the team, the infrastructure to do all this stuff, and they delivered, because it was unbelievable. And I've been to a bunch of fashion shows, and it was, and we didn't have the place packed because it was COVID. So it was, and even with that, even with there being not that many people there, it still had an incredible vibe to it, and it was a lot of fun. It was a very proud moment of mine.
I think too, when it airs and you watch it, it's going to be, I mean, I think everyone has like a general idea of what fashion shows look like, but it was more than that. It was more than just people walking on the runway. I'll just say that. And yeah, definitely check it out, because it's going to be good.
Cool. So Dixie went to Miami. I didn't talk with her about that, even though I was with her this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I didn't talk about it. So Dixie goes to Miami. I am getting very little correspondence from her because she is in the studio almost the entire time. So I did what every good mother does, is I text the people that I know that she's with. Her A&R person, Kate, their PR person, Kate. We have a lot of Kates on our team. So I'm like, how's it going? Send me pictures. Don't tell Dixie I asked. I know she's not going to listen to this, so she won't get mad at me. But I just, you know, you want to see that your kid is doing good. She was like just having an amazing time and felt very good about being in the studio and the progress that she made. And it's just super, super, it was a very productive trip for her. And I got some sneak peeks via the Kates, which was made me really happy.
That's really cool. I get a little bit nervous when I know she would be in college right now, and I'm sure most parents that have kids in college are nervous and always worrying about what they're doing. But when she travels and she's that far away from us, from when we were in California and she was in Miami, I just, as a dad, I get worried, and not anything about her and how she handles the situation, just unforeseen circumstances and things that could happen. So
I'm surprised that you are that way, because I feel like you are so comfortable with knowing that the girls can handle themselves and everything. A little different now that they get recognized when they're out. So there's that extra layer of worry. But I mean, she was with her label. She was, you know, wasn't traveling alone. I was surprised to hear you so worried about her there. Not that I don't think you should be. I just, for you and the way and your personality, you're usually pretty more, a little more mellow in those situations.
Yeah, I think there's things that probably other people would be more worried about. Like, I'm not worried about this journey so much and like how they handle it. And I think we've given them the foundation that stuff all works out fine. I'm just more concerned about like, you know, I'm not even concerned about like crime. I'm more concerned about just like natural disasters.
Like a hurricane was going to run through the...
No, I don't know. No.
But I mean, really, why are you so... I'm not the same kind of worried you are in this situation.
I think growing up, a lot of my friends around me had crazy things happen to them. And I think it, you know, car accidents, things like that. So I'm always, okay, I realize how fragile life is, and that's why I appreciate it so much. And that's why I probably worry so much. And I love my kids, man.
Well, obviously, but I feel like I've never, since we've had kids, seen you worry in this kind of way for them. Yeah. And
I think they're just added stuff. They're just people coming out of the woodwork, and you never know what's happening. And it's not just, you got to worry, oh, they're going to college and they're going to a fraternity party and the normal stuff. It's like they're going to Miami and there's people around, and you know. So
are you concerned about like others' intentions?
I'm also more concerned about Dixie having that thing that teenagers have when they think they're invincible and nothing's going to happen to me. And I think when when you get to be in your 50s, you find that you're not invincible. You're actually anything but invincible. So That's where, and she did, and I was the same exact way.
Well, like, that's what I was going to ask. Like,
Mom, don't worry about it. I got this. You have no idea. I'm fine. What's going to happen? So.
She is very much that way. I got it. Yeah. I got it. She said.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So Charlie accompanied Chase to the iHeart Music Awards. But were you there?
So because Charlie was the plus one, it was just her and she could have her one rep. And so Greg went, and then our friend Erica went, and then someone else from his team, another rep, went on his side. But I was there at the house during the day was long. Charlie got extensions that morning. She got her nails done. And then the glam actually started with hair and makeup came. And Maeve came to help get her all dress all situated. They actually had to sew her into her dress because there was something, I don't know. All I knew was Maeve was like, when she gets home, you're going to have to cut her out of this dress. And I was like, okay. So anyway, so that was that. And it was... You know, we had the music going. It was a fun day, and the team is fun, and the glam people are awesome and fun. So she had a good time.
Did she have other dress choices? Because did the heart thing come together because of iHeart? Is that where?
Well, okay. So for the fitting, she had two dresses. It was down to, and she really did love them both. But out of the two of them, the heart that were on her dress definitely put it over the edge because she was going to the iHeart Music Awards, and that was really cute.
So we have a stylist, Maeve, who we met out here, and Chase loves style. Most of the time, the kid does not need to be styled because he knows how to style himself, but he does.
A red carpet, yeah.
When you go to Maeve's showroom, she has all this clothes. So talk about,
okay,
like—
he has his own stylist, but for this, since they were going together, everyone agreed like they should be kind of styled by the same person to help it look more cohesive. And so he went, and he just to paint a clearer picture, when Charlie and Dixie go to Maeve's, who they love, and Maeve has all these dresses or outfits or whatever it is for the occasion, and they'll usually go with the first one or two they try on, just because they're like, they don't love like spending a long time trying outfits on. Like, they love wearing them. They love when it's all like the day they wear it, but the process, like, they'd rather be doing other things. Like, it's not their favorite. And if they could just say, I pick that one and never even have to try it on, they would do that, as would I. So Chase, who loves fashion and loves the whole process, he was like, can I try on that? And then that? And then he tried on so many outfits just for fun. Like, he only needed one, but he just had so much fun. And he was like, oh, I can imagine myself wearing this to a that, or like singing on stage wearing this. And wouldn't this be cool? And he was posing for pictures for me just so he could have the looks in his, you know, on his phone or whatever. It was fun. Then he leaves. Charlie is now totally inspired, and now she wants to try on a bunch of things. So Maeve was in heaven. She was like, oh, I am so happy right now. She was so excited that Charlie wanted to try on. So she tried on Because what happens is they'll get like a dress for an event. You know, we've had red carpets lately, so that's new and different. And then like if she goes out to dinner after or whatever, she doesn't have anything. So she did a few outfits for that too, just like cute little casual dresses and stuff. So, but that was a fun process and the whole look came together so nicely. And that was his first red carpet. So he was super excited. And he was nominated. And he and Dixie were in the same category. And that was his first nomination, so he was super excited. Olivia Rodrigo ended up winning. Congratulations to her and everybody in that category. They were all up for Social Star Award. But they had a great time. They met Elton John. Hello.
I did not know that. That's my favorite.
Met Elton John. I know. I don't even know.
He is my favorite.
I don't know if Charlie remembers. I went to an Elton John concert like days before she was born. So she literally has been to a Elton John concert via my uterus.
Wow.
So that was a fun night.
So I wasn't in California. I was in Connecticut. Dixie was in Miami and I flew back to Connecticut. I haven't been back since we moved, right? So over 6 months.
Yeah.
Right? Has it been that long? No.
More than that.
Really?
It was before November.
Wow. Yeah, so I flew back to Connecticut because Dixie was supposed to go to a graduation party.
Mm-hmm.
And with
another thing you went back for because you were nervous.
Yeah.
About being there without.
I don't like being 3,000 miles away from my kids. So, and we split. We divided and conquered.
We did.
So you
I
hung out with
go.
Charlie.
Charlie had a big photo shoot on the Sunday, and you went to Connecticut. So how was that, being home?
It was really fun. It was... I don't know. I guess I'm looking for extremes in how I feel about it. Like either like, oh my God, I miss it so much, mm-hmm. or I don't need that place. And I'm coming to terms with like, that's my home. That's where I grew up. Those are the people I grew up with and I love them, but I also love California and we can do both. We could go back and forth and enjoy it. But it was the strange part was not having our house as home base. Noah and I stayed at a hotel and that was kind of weird. Just being in your hometown, almost being a visitor
in
where you lived for over 40 years of your life, 30 something years of your total life. So that was tough. And then the other part is it rained. So normally Memorial Day weekend, there's all kinds of really cool festivities happening.
Did they have the parade?
Did
it get canceled?
I think they did. I didn't see it.
Mm. We used to go to that every year.
And it might not even happen because of COVID still.
So, right.
But there were all kinds of...
Wait, I think they were planning on having it because someone messaged me and thought that we were going to be like in it.
No, like, they didn't. No. They didn't ask us to be in it. I was in it once. Remember when I drove with the because I had a convertible and they asked me to drive.
Yeah, you drove a veteran.
Some veterans.
And then prior to that, so the Memorial Day parade in Norwalk, Connecticut is a lot of sports teams and like so when the girls were on soccer, Charlie's dance studio used to do it, and they would dance in the parade and. Just all local, and then they'd have, you know, veterans, and it was really, really nice. And that was something we would do every year.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Dixie's been to Arizona with Noah. So this was his first time coming into the East Coast. And what do you think his biggest, like what he was like, oh my God, this is wild.
Well, I think I already know how green it was.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you didn't, you don't realize how green it is in Connecticut, like especially summertime, winter, mm-hmm. It's not, but just driving around and looking.
It's so
like,
lush.
Oh my God. It was just,
that's so,
it was
that's
wild.
Funny for like a 20-year-old to like notice that. That's funny.
Yeah, but it was strange.
That's how much of a big deal it is for a 20-year-old to notice that, I think. Don't you think?
It was strange, but really cool. I mean, it was great. I just got to see a lot of my friends. I brought a bunch of guys up to Mohegan Sun. We did a weekend there. I saw my buddy Rick O'Neill, if anybody seen on Instagram or Facebook, he's had some bad health issues, and I went to his house and got to see my mom. My mom just had knee surgery, so there was I was running around a lot, but it was raining. And then the last day, Monday, Noah's family was in town, and they went into New York City. So, and Dixie's been into New York City a bunch of times. So they drove into New York City, and I stayed in Connecticut, and they apparently had a blast and rode the subway.
So funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I was really worried about her being there. I don't know if I said that.
You did. You mentioned to me, I don't know about her going. Yeah, she said there were a lot of people coming up to them, which was fun. But they had fun. And that was Noah's first time in New York City.
Yeah.
He had a lot of firsts.
So I think what's interesting about what I'm coming to grips with is that although we had to sell our house because I was sitting in California and we were getting swatted and the cops were getting called and we're getting pizzas delivered every day. And I would just see the doorbell ring all day and people would be rolling up at our house. So it was just like
our empty house in Connecticut.
And there was still, we had a lot of stuff there that we wanted to, that I was concerned. So we ended up moving everything out and we sold it. So part of me over the last couple of months was wondering whether I regret that or not. And ultimately, we can always not necessarily move back to that house, but we can always get a house in Connecticut or New York or whatever and be on the East Coast. But I found what quickly became apparent to me is that why we're so comfortable in California isn't because the house is new. We've never lived there before. We've never lived here before. But we brought all of our stuff. We brought us. So when you're just the same four people, just in a different kitchen. Mm-hmm. And so it's family. And then the really cool part about it were bringing the dogs over, because that kind of makes wherever you live. And I just think it sounds kind of cliche, but I think home is where your family is. And so that's why I think if Charlie just came or Dixie just came to California and we came out to visit, we would just be visitors in California. But mm-hmm. the fact that we all live here and the dogs have played such an incredible role in building and creating our family unit, it's been awesome. And I didn't have a dog growing up. You did. And talk about like how dogs have affected you and our family.
To both of those points. So I moved away from my hometown where I grew up in Lafayette, Louisiana, when I was 25. So, the girls grew up going there, you know, all the time. And so I don't know. And then living in Connecticut for 20 or in the Northeast for 24 years. I love the Northeast, but Louisiana is always my home and forever will be. So when I go back, you know, I was thinking about you because I that's another thing. Like we've had the conversations about how you feel about going back to visit or missing it or should we have kept our house and those kind of things. I don't have those same feelings, maybe because when I moved, I was 25. I didn't own a home. But I mean, because when I go back, it's home, it's family. Like my whole family's there. And it's just such a great feeling to be there. And I miss it when I leave and that kind of thing. So I grew up with dogs. And yes, very much so. That to me makes such a part of your family. I mean, we had a lot of animals. We had rabbits and cats. And I had a dog. I didn't move away from home. When I had a dog, I got in the fifth grade. And I think I was maybe 22 when she passed. And then I didn't move till I was 25. I couldn't have left her But I couldn't have taken her because I was living in an apartment with my friends, and I just couldn't have taken a dog to New York City. I didn't even know what I was doing, much less. So anyway, it just so happened I moved after she passed. So, I don't know. Dogs, all my memories growing up have dogs in them. And now we've had dogs. So let's see, for the last probably 15 years, maybe 16 years, we've had dogs because we had a fifth, Mickey, who passed. And it's just, they're just such, like, you don't realize there's been times where we had to board them because we were going away. And so there would be like a day we didn't have them in the house. It's extremely quiet. It's not as fun. There's a little bit more work with the dogs there, but it's just like, I don't know. It just rounds out our family so nicely and the different personalities.
I couldn't imagine living without dogs. Like, I got back yesterday.
Oh, they went nuts.
Dixie,
when they
Noah,
saw
and
you.
I flew back yesterday, and they just jumped all over me, and they're so excited. And and I was allergic growing up, so I couldn't have dogs. And I guess I just outgrew it or whatever, but I could not imagine our house without those dogs. So even if, back to what we were talking about earlier, when I did go back to Connecticut, I went once back when we started moving stuff out of the house without you or anyone. And not only did I miss you guys terribly, like, I was like, Heidi, Dixie, Charlie. It's like, it was so strange not opening up the sliding glass door in the back to let the dogs in and out. And it's just, we're definitely a family of four with four more. So we're really a family of eight right now.
Yeah. And so when you got home, I was in my closet. I was doing like tidying up or whatever. And of course the dogs were with me. So they didn't hear you come in. All of a sudden you appear like right outside my closet and they lost their minds. They were so cute. Callie couldn't get on you enough, but all of them, even Belle, who tends to be a loner, they were so happy you were back. So I think they feel that too, like you, a part of their pack wasn't there. And then when you got back, they were so excited. It was cute.
Yeah, and I thought we felt because the fact that we all have social media, and I was like, well, the dogs should have their own their own channel. And now, well, even Jim has a...
Yes. Adventures of Scout and Jim.
Adventures of Scout and Jim.
And D'Amelio Dog Pack.
The D'Amelio Dog Pack is our...
The dog socials.
Instagram and TikTok.
So while you were in Connecticut, Charlie and I were here and the dogs. And let me tell you, there was all of a sudden, I don't know if it was because you weren't in the house. Belle, she stole a box of earrings. I was organizing in my closet, so I had things on the floor because I was moving things. Literally picked up the box of earrings, looks at me dead in the face, and didn't run away with them, slowly walked, which is more of a slap in the face, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And she would like look back at me like, oh, yeah, here I go. So I just followed her to see. She was so naughty all weekend. She took a bag of, a roll of poop bags, you know, that you take on a dog on a walk. Unrolled the whole thing, played in it, rolling around in it. She was sitting on the fireplace at one point. I have no idea. All of a sudden, she's acting like a completely different dog. She just turned eight, and now she's like...
And I think what people who don't have dogs or don't understand anything about dogs is, like, dogs have very distinct, separate personalities. So Belle has her own personality, and she...
Yes.
And they all, how would you describe all four?
So Belle is the oldest. She's eight. She's a loner. She doesn't like to snuggle. She doesn't like to be held. She's small. She's a Havanese. She doesn't play with toys.
She's like a cat.
She's a little bit like a cat. Like, she'll sit in the corner to watch what's happening in the room. You'll call her. She'll go the other way. Like, slowly walk away. Like, don't get me involved is basically her motto. But lately, she's wanting to get in the mix. She played with toys over the weekend. I have no idea what's happening. Okay, then next is Rebel. She's our chocolate lab. She's seven. She always acts like she hasn't been fed in a week.
Yes.
I hear it's a lab thing. I don't know. She's a curvy girl. We love her. Everyone says, why is she staring into my soul? She locks eyes with you, sits right in your space, right in front of you, and locks eyes. And I swear she's about to talk all the time. Like, that's how close she is. She's just like gazing into your soul. Such a snuggler, and like just doesn't know about personal space.
Yeah, she gets two in your face. Yeah. She'll go nose to nose. You'll see videos. Charlie has a love for Rebel, and Rebel stays bonded in her room a lot. Mm-hmm. And you'll always see Charlie post pictures of Rebel's faces.
Nose to nose.
Nose to nose.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Next up, we have 2 4-year-old dogs, Callie and Cody. Callie is a golden retriever. I grew up with golden retrievers. There were many times we'd have 8 or 9 at a time, and love golden retriever's temperament. Callie, everybody loves all the dogs for different reasons. Everybody loves Callie because she will go up to you. She always has a ball in her mouth. And she will go up to you and does this whole dramatic head swirl thing and then rolls on her back. And she's totally still, like a statue. And I think she was like some belly rubs, but like if you don't give them, she'll just stay there anyway. And she's always on her back.
And she loves balls.
And she loves balls. That's all she does. She tries to fit multiple in her mouth. And she's just the sweetest. Like, she just wants to, like, you feel like the love from her. Like, she's just super sweet. Then there's Cody, also 4. He's a cockapoo. And this is what I say about Cody. And those of you who know, if you know, you know, bless his heart. He is so sweet, and he's a baby. He is a brat and a baby. He's needy and needs attention. If he's not touching one of the 4 of us, he has to go, the other dogs are laying down, he goes touch them, like sit and touch them. They have to be touching him at all times. He doesn't like to be alone. He doesn't like, if I am sitting down and I move a limb, he like hops up, like, where are we going? He's nervous. I don't know. And like
I wish sometimes he would understand me, because I'm like, dude, you're here for the long haul.
Where are you not going?
You're part of the family. You're not just visiting. You don't have to worry anymore. You're good. But will he calm down at some point, do you think?
I mean, he's 4. He hasn't calmed down yet. Like, he's not hyper. He will definitely be laying down, but he has to be laying down on us. Like, he's on my shoulders, on my arm. If I'm on my phone, he'll swat at my hand so I could touch him. He needs me touching him. Like, also, I will say, I allow that behavior. That's why it continues to happen. But it kind of like, I don't have babies anymore. So it kind of makes me feel like,
yeah, he doesn't know how to just like get, every time he gets close to me, he always licks my face.
Oh, he's
like,
chronic licker.
Just hang out and let's just watch TV together.
And you think he's going to stop, but he doesn't.
Yeah, he just keeps going and he doesn't get it. So I think the takeaway from this whole thing is that, you know, family is the most important thing. Like, you could live in a house for a long time, or you could live in a place for a long time, but home is where your heart is, and that's where your family is. So I think that's why we've been able to be so comfortable in California, is because we're all here. People, family, dogs. We've had a lot of friends and family come mm-hmm. visit us. So
I think too, going back to the dog thing, like, it's hard. Not everybody can take on that responsibility. But we have also fostered dogs, which I thought would be like, it just break my heart to give them back. But it's just such a good feeling. Like, even if for a week, you know, or till they get adopted or whatever, it's like you feel it, like they're how thankful they are. So even doing something like that.
I don't even want to see those things, because I know that any dog that's in need, I would.
We're going to say okay.
I would adopt them. So I think we just need at some point to get a big piece of land and.
Well, when we've fostered before, they did make a good point. Like if you keep adopting and keeping the dogs, you can't foster anymore. Yeah. And I think the fostering is important. Important piece to the whole puzzle, but
I think when we've introduced dogs to the pack, there is a pack hierarchy, right? Mm-hmm. Which you know more about than I do.
I mean, so when we fostered Jim and we brought him in, we had all the other dogs outside, but they could see in through the glass that he was there and they were kind of losing their minds. So I held him and I let them smell him. And then, you know, they're running around, they're getting toys, they're excited. He's excited. He's a puppy. So I let him down. And the first thing that happened was Belle started humping him. Belle is our smallest of all of our dogs. And, you know, she's just trying to let him know that she is in charge, which I do believe she is the pack leader. She's deceptively the pack leader because you wouldn't think when you look at her and the way she acts, but she is. Mm. And just a lot of sniffing. And they kind of, it was pretty easy.
Yeah, when we had the little puppies that we fostered, Rebel kept lifting her lip up like she was Elvis Presley, which I thought she was going to like put them in their place.
Yeah, they definitely made Jim know really because he's young and he's floppy and he's got these long legs and he's trying to play. And they're like, wait a minute, this is how this is going to work. I will tell you, this dog learned so fast. Whenever you have multiples and you bring a new dog in, they watch and they pay attention. And he knew within like a couple days, he knew the feeding process, how it went, where you go. He was last to get fed because that is how it works. Like he is not on the top of the food chain. He is at the bottom. So he eats last and they just like, he would sit and wait his turn and they learn really quickly. So that was cool. Yeah. Home is wherever your people and your animals are.
And I don't like doing things away from our family. People think that I would be, oh man, I went and got away from my wife. You know, I just never meant to.
It felt like you were gone forever. I'm like, oh my God, how many more days? And it's not, we were just hanging. I mean, Charlie had that one long photo shoot day, but otherwise we're just hanging at home. I don't think I went anywhere really.
Yeah.
And I organized my closet, but I just like really missed you guys. I was texting Dixie. I had, cause she was in Miami before that. And I'm like, I just miss you so much. Yeah. We're not good at being separate.
And I didn't get to hang out with Dixie that much because I did my own thing. She did her own thing. But then yesterday we drove by our old house and we drove by just where we used to live. And
did it feel weird?
Yeah.
Not going in the driveway.
Yeah. No, I went in. I just walked in the house. I was like, hey, how are you? Like, who are you? I'm like, oh, were you still in the house before you guys?
No. Yeah, I don't think you could do that.
So anyway, well, that's it for this episode of Mark and Heidi, the Other D'Amelios.
You can follow me on all my socials at Heidi D'Amelio.
And I am at Mark D'Amelio.
And if you want to follow our dogs, at D'Amelio Dog Pack on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Today?
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. I love talking. I missed you. So this was fun.
Me too.
We kind of like jumped right back into work today. So I'm glad we had this time to kind of catch up.
Yeah, I missed you too. Let's not get too sappy though. The listeners don't want to hear that.
Okay.
Bye everyone.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Mark and Heidi, the Other D'Amelios, comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio.
You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your favorite podcast.